Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you all the way from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city where there's plenty of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. Wish you were here. God, we want to thank God for you, you and you today, for being on the other end listening to us by whatever way you are listening today. We thank God for you, you, you and you. It's a privilege to be able to talk with you again today with something sweet, good and wonderful, because this season brings about changes in people at this time, and we get more joyous at this time, don't we, and concerned. This is what we do at this season. So I'm sending you lots of love and hugs. Be nice to somebody today. Love on them right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for you. And it's a privilege just to be with you once more and again with Time to Talk About It. And believe me, we will talk about it. And we're still sending our prayers out to the George family, the Claxtons, and the McGraths, and the Wards, and the Christian family, all there in St. Thomas. We are sending our love to them today. And this is the day that they're celebrating the demise and the part of their grandmother and aunt and mother and all the family. We are sending our love out to you and prayers out to you today as you go through the burial. We thank God for knowing you anyway and knowing Marilyn George today. And we salute her today in the name of Jesus, her and her family today in Jesus' name. Now I know you say, what is she doing? Well, I don't know. We're just saluting her because we had a chance to meet her and know her somewhat before she passed on. But we thank God that we know the rest of them too, all right? And those of you that have lost the loved ones, we want to send you lots of love and hugs too today, knowing that this Christmas may not be the same way it was before or used to be, but you know you still have Jesus, and he's the reason for the season in the first place. So thank him that you have known whoever you have lost. They are forever in your heart. All right, praise God. And those that are sick today, you know, you're facing the new year and your doctor has given you some bad reports and news and what have you, and you're not feeling so good. Look up, look up, look up today. It's not over until it's over. Start praising the Lord because God is good, and we are praying for you. You can call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Call us at that time and let us know what you want us to pray for, and we will do just that. But meanwhile, we are praying for, oh, praise God, we are praying for Sean Smichael and the Smichael family. We are praying for them also today. Yes, we are. We are praying for Ashley Ritter and his family and all of them. We thank God for working out for them that he could come out of court today. We thank God for working it out for him. Yes, yes, God is good. Isn't he good? And we thank God for touching Liam Smith. We thank God for touching him also today. God is good, isn't he, for touching him, the little five-year-old. And we thank God today for all those that he has touched, those that he are touching at this hour right now. We send you lots of love and hugs today, that God will enhance your life today. You have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas time. Yes, and don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas. Don't get out of the way. Don't go the way of the world, but keep the way of the Lord, you know, in the good book. That's what we want to call it, the good book. So you keep the way of the good book. Will you do that for me? And I thank God for you doing just that today. All the pastors that are going through also, we want to send our love to you today and our prayers to you, you, and you, that God will continue to bless you too, pastors, wherever you are at this hour listening, you know, by whatever means you're listening to us. We thank God for you, and we say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Now, don't you get mad, too, just because the devil is mad. You want to let him use you? Nah, you don't want to let the devil use you. So, look, keep a good outlook on life today. No, it's not bad as you think it is. Not bad as the devil had told you it was. It's only bad if you consider it bad. But it's all good. All things, the Bible say, work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, if you can remember that, you can make it today. I tell you, this is not a season to be mad with anybody. This is not a season to get all ugly and cross. This is a season to be jolly. This is what they tell you, isn't it? It's always a jolly, jolly, jolly good time to be had. Bless somebody today. Send somebody a gift. Send somebody that you hate, you don't like. You know you hating on somebody. Send them a gift today, a gift of love today. Not hate, but a gift of love. Call them and let them know that you love them just the same. Even though you have differences, that you love them just the same. You can do that, can't you? That doesn't cost you a thing. You see what I'm saying? Don't cost you a dime. But you ought to just show somebody some love. Show them that you do have the spirit of Christmas. You're not a Scrooge today, huh? No, you're not. You are going to be happy, happy, happy for this holiday. Yes, and when you be happy, somebody else is happy. So make somebody happy today, and you'll make yourself happy. You say, why are you saying it? Because this is a season to be jolly, is it not? Yes, it is. Come on now, be happy now. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let me feel that happiness flowing through this phone. Let me feel it right now. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. God is listening too, you know. He wants you to be happy. Do you think he wants you to be sad? He said that he came that your joy may be full. He gave you a whole lot of joy. It should be running over, touching somebody else, touch your neighbor, touch your family, touch your friend, touch your enemy. Touch somebody today. Your joy should touch somebody right now. Ah, yes. And forget about that man with the red suit, huh? Forget about him, because, you know, why do we put people in the red suit? I'm going to just ask this right quick before I give you my word for the day. You got the devil with a red suit. You got Santa Claus with the red suit. Is there something related to the two of them? All right, now, think about that. Now, think about them red suits today. Bless God. I just get, you know, we talk about it, don't we? This is time to talk about it. We talk about it and we think about it. Think about things that other people don't hardly ever think of. Why do we both, we have both of those in this, in a red suit? Come on. Oh, our imagination. Lord help us. All right, let me give you a word for the day. Now, this is it. Christmas is more than Santa, stockings, and surprises. It is Christ, care, and concern. Christmas is more than Santa, stockings, and surprises. It is Christ, care, and concern. So govern yourselves accordingly. That is the word for your word for today. And God is good to us, isn't he? My. We should think on those terms. Not try to put him in the box. Not try to put him in the suit. We want to make Santa Claus the Jesus. That's who we try to make today. That's what the world is doing. And some of you are going along with it. You know, we go along with it. We try to tell you that is not Jesus in the Santa suit. Okay? Jesus ain't got on no Santa suit. Glory be to God. But, oh, my God, that Holy Ghost power. Now, you ought to wear that today. The Holy Ghost power. That's what you ought to wear. Won't you put on that today? Huh? Don't you want to put that on today? I know you do. Yes, you do. You want to put on the Holy Ghost. You want to put on Jesus. I tell you, last night we had some kind of Bible study. Last night it was so productive. We had more people than we've had on Tuesday night in Bible study in a long time. We were so surprised and elated that God saw fit to send in some people. Glory to God. When, you know, it's just you didn't look for too many to come out. It's Christmas time and everybody busy about their little busy stuff. And we forget what Christmas is about, don't we? Who is Christmas about? Is it not about Jesus? Is it not about him? And yet we get so busy about our own affairs and looking good and cooking good and giving a whole lot of toys to our children and everything and all of this stuff. And there are some people that's mad. They're going to be mad because they didn't get anything. And I thought about it. Why don't we take Christmas time, this time, to bless somebody else who is less fortunate than we are and don't worry about ourselves and then watch what God do for us? Can we do that? You know, we so hung up on we got to have this and we got to have that and all of this stuff. We ain't got to have all that. We just need our life and some food and a shelter. That's all we need. And we got clothes, you know. You can always get clothes. So, you know, let's just do what is right, huh? What do you believe is right now, huh? Is it the gimme situation? Always it's the gimme, ain't it? Now, you know, I say like this here. You get mad, say, well, ain't nobody give me nothing. So you go around and get an attitude, walking around with attitudes and all this stuff. That ain't going to work. You need to get rid of that stuff today. Okay? So, you know, I'm just talking about it, you know, this Christmas time and all. And, I just want to celebrate Jesus every day. Christmas is every day to me. If I got money, that's Christmas. I go buy a gift for somebody just because I want them to know somebody care and is thinking about them. That is what you do, not because you want points with them and, you know, you want favor, you know, and all of this with somebody. You get favor with God. Did you hear me now? Get somebody, give just because you think about them any day of the week, not just Christmas time or birthday time, things like that. Just think about them sometime and just get them something, some small sum. It doesn't have to be expensive and all of that. But we don't think of these things, do we? This is a selfish generation of people. They're so very selfish. It's me, and mine, and that's it. Nobody else. This is where we go today. And we don't think about nobody else, you know. And it's time for us to think about others. You know, that's what love is about, showing them that you love them. You see, When there ain't no reason, you know, there's no birthday, ain't no holiday. Just showing that you love them, huh? That's it. Hallelujah. But we don't want to do that, you know. We want everything for ourselves. We want to be the big hen bitty that don't lay Boston eggs. You know you heard of that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, now, come on, don't you be that big hen bitty, okay? Now, I want you to be a God child today, loving people, love somebody. You hate to see somebody else get something and more than you. You think they got more than you. A lot of times they have less than you. They just don't tell you about it. They just don't say anything about it. I learned to keep my mouth shut. I had to learn to keep my mouth shut, what I have, what somebody gave me, and what I don't have. I just keep my mouth shut, let God do the rest. And people will begin to guess. Wow, how did they do this? How did they get that? Ain't none of your business how I got it, you know. I didn't ask you how you got yours, so leave my business alone. Okay? Amen, amen, amen. Let's go into the Word, and we're going to still be along the same vein today a little bit. And we don't have our engineer with us today, glory be to God, but we do have Deacon Mike with us today. Yes, we do. We really do have him with us today. All right, we're starting with Isaiah. The 55th chapter is where we are beginning it. You know, I love to read that book of Isaiah. Yes, yes, yes. It's like reading the gospel. All right, we're going to start with the, pardon me, we're going to start with the 8th verse of Isaiah 55. And it reads as thus, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. 9th, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater." This is what he said. "So shall," pardon me, "so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Now, what you think God is talking about here? Now, isn't that something, huh? He's trying to inform you today that, you know, you can't think like him, And this is what you do, We try to believe what God say, and we operate saying that, you know, this is God's will. We be trying to believe it. This is what we be trying to believe. Yet, when we do, things aren't working out as you expected, are they? They're not working out as you expected. Why? Because God has a different perspective about the situation. And I can say this, it's a better one. It's always better than the one that you got in your mind. This is why he's informing us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." I don't operate the way you do or the way you want me to. Come on, think about it now. So what we need to do, stop second-guessing God. This is all we are doing is second-guessing God. Now, it's okay to question him. It's okay to ask these, you know, questions. But you don't doubt, huh? You don't doubt. And you don't second guess God. But you can ask a question. And when he told you his thoughts are not your thoughts, he don't think like you think. Change things in your life. Change the way you think it. Say, okay, say, God, I've been second guessing you. So what I'm going to do is leave it all up to you to answer whatever way you want to. Let your will be done. See, always bring it into play is let your will be done. Not my will, but your will, God. And say, God, I know my thoughts are not like your thoughts. Inform him that you know that now. Now that you know it, huh? You're reading Isaiah the 55th chapter, right in the 8th verse. You're reading that, right? So if, since you're reading that, now you know it. Now things didn't go the way you wanted them to be, huh? But think about it. As I ran across and thinking about the word, remember Moses when God told him to deliver, bring the people out of Egypt. Now, soon as, now he seemed to, when he was living there, he had a good life, didn't he? He had a real good life. But as soon as he had to go back there and face Pharaoh, things got bad, didn't he? Now, he would say, now, God, you told me to go. But now, see, you told me to go. Now, I thought you were supposed to work this thing out. You know how, let's paraphrase. I thought you were supposed to work this thing out. Now, here we go. He don't, though, did he? Things got harder and harder. And here Moses is in a predicament now, huh? And he's going up to the people talking about him and saying all kind of things. Okay, he had to be criticized, and they begin to misunderstand him through it all, you know, because Pharaoh got worse than what he was. But see, that's God's plan. That was God's plan. Now, in your life, you see, look like problems come from every corner, don't they? Everywhere. Well, this ain't the way I thought it was going to be. When I gave my heart to the Lord, this is just not what I was looking for. But what were you looking for? What did you want? A flower bed of ease? You want everything to be always hidey hidey and hello and never goodbye? Did you want everybody to love you or something to that sort? Did you not know that as soon as you stepped out into the word that things were going to get bad before they got better? Couldn't you understand the fact that the way God worked, everything is, you have to be tried by fire. You have to go through these things. Did you not understand that? Could you not see the writing on the wall? Or have you not read the book? Now think about it. You go through seasons of people criticizing you and putting you down and everything. You know you don't expect it. You expect everything to be all right because now I turn my life over to God. Well, Moses figured that too. He thought it was, but he got nothing but discouragement and complaints and all. And even in Exodus when he said, Lord, I did what you told me to do. How come I'm not getting results? In other words, he prayed for the results, but God didn't give him the results that he was looking for. He didn't understand the results that God had given him. You're not understanding it today. You're not getting the picture. I don't get it. Well, you just got to go through it. God's not going to tell you the outcome. He tell you to do something. You don't get the outcome. You know, some people want every dot now dotted, just like they want it to be dotted. You know, they have a certain way they do things, so they want it to be done that way. Well, God don't operate under that. Do you get the picture here? He doesn't operate that way. This is why he's saying my ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. See, because you can't tell God what you want him to do, how you want him to do it, So therefore you remain a frustrated person. And your frustration really is the key to you unlocking some doors that you needed to be unlocked. is to allow that frustration to work out and start trusting in God and believing in God. This is what you should be doing at this time. This is all you need to be doing. You don't need to be doing nothing else but trusting in God, huh? Look what John say in the 13th chapter. He's Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." He was telling me, you want to know what I'm doing right at this time. He didn't tell Moses, and he didn't tell none of the rest of them guys, and he don't tell you either. Did you hear me, huh? So stop second-guessing God. We do this so often, don't we? Every time you turn around, you are doing what? Trying to second-guess God. You trying to want it to do, let's say it this way, you want it to happen the way you want it to happen. Is that right? Isn't that what you want to do? But let me tell you exactly what Moses said in the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreat this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me?" And don't you ask God that? I know you do. Why, God? Why, God? Why has I got to go through this? Why is everything gone against me? Why all the people are turned against me, God? Now, you know you done asked that. It's like nobody loved me, Lord. You start to study complaining, study trying to make God do what you want him to do when you want him to do. Well, didn't he just tell you his ways are not your ways, neither his thoughts your thoughts? Let me tell you, they're completely different. We think differently. We think in human form. Do you not understand? We think everything is just like us humans. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is what you do. It's not going to be like you think it ought to be, like what you see with your natural eye. You cannot comprehend this by your natural aspects. You have to do what? See it through the eyes of Christ. This is the only way that you're going to be able to comprehend what is going on. And at his time, he said, for a time, everything is a time and a season. For whatever is needed in your life, there's a time and season for it to occur. And we need to get it through our heads that we can't make God do nothing he ain't ready to do. Do you hear me saying? Even to the healing of your body. He said he didn't tell you you weren't going to be sick or suffering somehow, but he told us that he was the God that heals us. In other words, I will heal you at a specific time. Think about when the man was at the Solomon's temple. He was at there laying up by the pool of Bethesda there, and he had been there 30-something years. He had been there a long time, and his season had never occurred because he never had a word from the Lord that would move him to get into that pool, because that was where his healing was. It was not sitting on the sideline, but the time had to come when he could really see himself getting up, getting in that pool. You see, he had to have a word from the Lord before he could. That was his season to get into the troubling of the water. What time is your season? Is this your season? Or is it the next season that's coming? You don't actually know what season it is your time. But this may be your time to be healed right now. It may be your time next year. We don't really know when that season is. All we know that God can. God can if he will. We can say like the Hebrew boys, if he don't, he can, and he is able to do it. He's not short of healings. He's not short of delivering. He's not short of making ways out of nowhere forth. But we cannot go around second-guessing God all the time, trying to put him in our own boxes that we want it to happen yesterday. We want everything to be in a right-now fashion. We want instant everything. Oh, we have become the instantish age, the age to say, I want this now, right now. I want to be blessed today. I want my harvest to grow now. I want to be healed now. I want, you know, make your own coffee. You know, they told me about this new coffee pot that you get one cup, just put the thing in there and it makes one cup. You know, now that's instant, ain't it? My God, and we want that kind of salvation. We want God to come in when we call him. He's like a wishing well. We want him to become one of those, don't we? Our bellhop to bring our stuff to us when we say, ah, oh, you want to command him. Yes, that's what you want to do today. Glory be to God. But stop trying to second guess him, trying to put him in your kind of box. Stop trying to make him do what you want him to do. But you need to be under the hand of the Almighty God and let him bless you and increase you, multiply you in his time. In his time, everything is done in his time. Do you get the picture here? Not your time, but God's time. I know you have a watch and it says a certain time right at this hour is about 9:30, but I'm here to tell you right now, 9:30 don't mean God is seeing 9:30. He could be seeing 10:30. He could be seeing 12:30, or he could be seeing next year this same time. You know, and every time you get ready to do something, when he get ready to give women in the Bible babies, and because they had never had any, he say about this time, in this season, about this time in that season, he had already counted the time that it would occur, and not when they wanted it to happen. They wanted to happen like yesterday, but it didn't. But it had to be his time, and he had already set the time. He even set the time for Jesus to be born. He set the time for our salvation to be finished. He set the time for everything in our lives, do you understand? For our children to be saved, he set the time. Do you get the picture today? You can't set it, but God can. I know you think you got a corner on it, but you do not have a corner on what God is doing. His will is going to be done. Yes, it is. And then you may be disappointed because he didn't do it when you said, well, I guess that don't work what they say God can do. And you know, we tell you by faith what God can do, what God will do, but it's on his time. Do you hear what I'm saying? He is time. Do you see what I'm saying? God is time. That's who he is, you see. And you cannot explain him, really. You cannot put him nowhere else but where he is, huh? He's in the spiritual realm. Can you see him there today? Glory be to God. Expect the spirit to move in your life right now. You don't look back. Look forward, huh? Because you don't know how to do it. You hear what I'm saying? I know you can go to the bookstore and buy a lot of how-to books, but you ain't gonna have no how-to. Now, there are people write books how to do this in the Holy Spirit, how to get there. Well, I want to explain something to some of you this way. Now, how the plan that God gave you to get a mega church does not mean that that same plan is going to work for me. Do you get it? All you. God has a plan for you to get what he has for you. Do you get it? Now, you write your own How I Got It book. Don't say how to book for somebody else. We're just getting information that's not going to work for us. Do you get the picture? Now, then you be all frustrated and mad with somebody. Well, this book ain't no good. It don't work. No, because it was for the other person, the person that wrote it. That's who it was for, them to advance, them to increase the way they did. But you're so busy trying to copy their stuff until you can't get nowhere. Do you get the picture? No, I know you didn't like that. But think about it now, huh? Everyone, God has given a plan for to do what he called them to do. You may not be one of the ones to have a mega church. You may not be the one to have tens of thousands of people. That's not what God called you to. You may be one to have a small ministry. It's the same difference. You're still working for the same person, Jesus Christ. You're still working to get to glory, get to the kingdom. Are you not? Come on now. You know we talk about it now, don't we? Praise God. God is good to us. God is on our side. We don't have to fear what man can do to me. I don't have to fear how you don't like me. Don't make no difference, huh? That's your problem. I don't have a problem there. You have that problem. My thing is, I just got to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I tell you how it is. You know, glory be to God. So that you won't be looking for a pig in the poke. You won't be looking for something that's not there. Do you get the picture? Come on, help me out here, somebody. Glory be to God. So you have a lot of things to look forward to in Christ Jesus. But don't let it be the same thing with somebody else got. Why don't you want to be original in the first place? I like to be an original. I do not want to be like nobody else. I want to be like God want me to be. And that's the best, huh? That lets me know I have gained favor with God and with man too. Now, man will give you favor. The favor of God will come forth through them. Glory be to God. Ain't God good? Yes, he is. He's very good. So if God is good to you, you ought to be good too. Now let me read the 23rd verse of the 5th chapter of Exodus. And this is what happened after this. He said, "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he had done evil to this people. Neither has thou delivered thy people at all." Now he want to blame God. See, do you do that? Think about that. Just because you see it look like people done got wicked and wickeder. Yes, they do. Don't it look like that today? Everywhere you turn, you see some type of chaos, some type of murder, some kind of mayhem. All types of evil works are being done. Well, the devil is loose, and that's what he know how to do, and he can't live right if his life depended on him. You see, he will never be able to live a Christian life. He will not do righteous work. The devil cannot do righteous work because there's no righteous in him. He was created to kill, steal, and to destroy. That's what God created him to do, and he does it well. Now, do you do yours well? He has made you to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And why can't you do the right thing? Why must you allow all the evil things that the enemy is doing affect you? Huh? Well, I might as well go do that too, huh? No, ain't no might as well go do nothing. You want to go to hell too? That's where you're headed. You hear what I'm saying? And I know somebody tell you there ain't no hell. You know what I'm saying? Well, keep living and you will find out. Not living for Jesus, you definitely will find out. Glory be to God. So stop trying to second guess God. Stop trying to do it like you want it done. Stop trying to make your own miracles. You know, a lot of people trying to make their own miracles. You know, I can't make a miracle. You know, if God don't give me one, I just don't have one. Do you understand? And I will keep going on, but yet I'm going to praise him anyhow. He told you to praise him in season and out of season. Even if this your season, praise. If it's not your season, still praise him. Do you get the picture here? This is what you've got to do. You've got to maintain an attitude of praise and thanksgiving unto God, because he's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the honor. He alone is worthy. Nobody else is worthy. There isn't but one God. There's no other God. God the Father, and he is the Father of us all. Do you understand? And let me tell you, you didn't need no mother, did you? Because you got the great Father. Glory be to God. And you need to think about that today. Hallelujah. While people are running around with all types of religious abilities they have and trying to put them upon you, but yet they don't want to hear about God Almighty, the only true and living God. They don't want to hear that. Why is that? Do you know why that is, huh? Well, the devil got them fooled, got their eyes closed, and they can't open them. You see what I'm saying? They cannot see what is right before their face. They cannot see the living and true and living God. They cannot see that, huh? So if they can't see it, they won't know it. Is that right? It cannot pierce their heart if they don't know it. Glory be to God. And maybe they're not there in the season to receive it. Do you see? So you cannot force it, but you can do is tell them. Go tell them about Jesus Christ. Go tell them that Jesus saved. Go tell them that God made that way. This is the season for you. This will be a beautiful season for you to get saved. This is the season you give yourself to the Lord right about now. This is what you ought to do. And I declare, you will see the people of God delivered. You will be delivered, and you'll get somebody else. You'll bring somebody else along, especially if you're a person of influence, especially if you're a person that people like to follow. You see, if you're that type of person, you can bring a lot of people into Christ. Yes. Because people like to follow you. They listen to what you say. Can't you be that one? Huh? Instead of leading them into hell, can't you lead them into glory? Oh, you're going to do that, aren't you? Listen, he's your strength. God is the only strength you have. Your strength is not your own. Your strength don't belong to nobody but God. He's the one that gives you that strength, huh? And he tell you, he said, I give you power to get wealth, too. That's what the words say. You ain't get wealthy by yourself. No, you didn't. God gave you the know-how. Yes, he did, and you used it to your good, and you got blessed, didn't you? Yes, you did. You look how blessed you are, and you blessed today. You just want more than you already have. You know, you greedy. Stop being greedy. God done bless you. You eat every day. You got a house. You know, you got a car to ride in. And oh, you got clothes on your back. You got all the good stuff. You got it, and you want more. You ain't happy unless you getting it more. And then you want to try to move on other people's stuff, take other people's stuff. You know how people do. You know you doing that? No, you're not doing that. No, you don't. Let me tell you. But I want you to stand up for God right now. Stand up for him and know that it's working out for your good. It's working out for your good right now. Will you do that? I know you're going to do that. Just let God have his way in your life, and you'll see that your season would bring about a full harvest. You know how the farmers used to say a bumper cropper. Oh, I like to hear that, a bumper cropper. You have more than enough. If you just stand fast in God, believe in him, trust in him, and stop trying to work it out yourself. You understand? When he tell you to move, move, because that's where your blessing comes. When you obey God, that's where your blessing comes. But no, you want to do it your way, you know, and everybody got to do it your way. Then you see, didn't you see already that it ain't working? It's not working your way. Come on now. Oh, don't get me started here. It ain't working your way, so try God's way. That's all. Now, it may not feel good when you do it God's way. Did I tell you it was going to feel good? No, it's going to feel bad, but you're going to do it anyhow because it's what God said. You know, and stop putting God there if he ain't there, huh? Stop saying, well, God told me this and God told me that, and you ain't heard the voice of God yet. Do you hear what I'm saying? Come on now, think about it, huh? And all it is you speaking to yourself, but it's not by the Spirit of God. So therefore, you're erring. You're making mistakes. You're doing things wrong. It's not coming out the way it should and look like nobody understands you. That's because you're speaking in your own self. It's time to get rid of self and let God have his way. Can you do that today? Come on now, come on now, and stop trying to second guess God all the time. Is it time out for that? Huh? Let go, let God have his way in your life right now. That's what I want to see you do for the coming new year. I want to see you let go and let God. Will you do that today? Well, you know, praise God. I'm going to let Deacon Mike have something to say here. Right now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Deacon Mike.
I want the apostle to go on because she was getting so good. And she touched on a lot of my subject. I was telling her to stay out of my message, and she was in there too, about standing tall, being able to withstand, being able to withstand what God has in store for you, being able to let's not worry, because we know at any time that you come under the fold of the Lord, it's going to be problems. Something's going to happen. Something always does. So let's stand tall for God. You know, and that's the thing. We have to stand tall. We got to go through a few things. Yes, that's true enough. But God is only going to put no more than what we can handle. So let's face that also. You know, and if we want to come out, and we want to come out, let's come out right. Let's come out and say God is proud of us. And that's the thing. Let's let God be proud of us when we come out. Let's not let God down. You know, and so many of us fold up under the pressure. Let's not fold up under the pressure. Let's try to stand tall. Let's try to stand firm. Stand on our foundation, that which we have grown up upon. Because without that foundation, what do we have? You know, because of the fact we have the foundation. Because when we go to church and we learn the word and we get into the word and stuff, that's our foundation. So let's stand tall in our foundation. Let's always be equipped. And that's the point also, be equipped. And the thing about it is so many of us lack to be equipment, you know, and we need to keep the equipment going with us, which is the word of God. Let's keep the word of God going. Let's keep our armor. Let's keep it all intact. Let's not take any off. See, the problem is a lot of us take some of the armor off. We start to relax. As soon as we think we're somewhere, we start to relax. And we're not anywhere yet. We're not even close to where we should be. And let's face that also, because a lot of us are far off than we think we are. And let's not be high-minded to where we think that we have it all. No one has it all. If we had it all, we'd be meeting our maker. As a matter of fact, we'd be up there sitting up there with Jesus if we knew it all. So let's face that also. And it is no one else is more super saved. So let's get in that out the way also, because we all have a point to make. We're all in this together. And let's face that also, because God keeps us going. And God is the one that we need to establish of getting together and getting on the good foot with the Lord. Let's be able to stand tall. I'm going to just say that again. Let's be able to stand tall with the Lord. Let's be able to go through things, because the fact, if we don't go through things, how are we going to make it? Because we have to go through to make it. You know, Moses had to go through to make it. Let's face that also. And Moses didn't get it on a bed of roses either. So why do we think that we got a bed of roses? Because we got in there. Let's face that also, because roses have thorns. Okay, so let's try not to put ourselves in a box, like apostles say. Why are we going to put God in a box? If we put God in a box, we putting ourselves in a box also. So let's not put ourselves in a box. Let's try to keep ourselves out of the box. Let's try to think out of the box. Let's try to get let's try to, because our thinking ain't the Lord's thinking, because the Lord's thinking is way more better than ours, and is way more in tune. Ours is not in tune, but we have to try to get in tune with the Lord. We're not in tune yet, but we're getting there. Let's say we're striving to be in tune. We're striving to get there. Okay? Let's not try and be established in the Lord. Let's try to be established in the Lord. Let's try to get forward, and let's try to think forward thinking that God is on our side. And we have to understand that God doesn't do anything that he doesn't know about. We can't do anything that God doesn't know about. And people think that they can fool God. You can't fool God, because God is with us. God is always around us. He's always looking. He's always there. So how can we think that we're fooling God? You know, people try to hide things from God. You can't hide from God, because God is always in flux, and he's there with us. And the thing about it is, when we need to come out of things, that's when we start to pray. But why not pray when you're out of it already? Why not thank God because of the fact that you woke up this morning? Thank God for other things that happened good in your life. You don't have to pray only when things get bad. You can pray when things are good. So let's understand that also. Let's try to be in the God more than you have already. Let's try to stand packed. In the word of God. Let's try to understand that God is with us, and God will always be with us, and God would always understand us. But we the one that don't understand God. We're the ones that always are confused. We're the ones that always are trying to put God in a box. Now that's the thing, and that's the worry for today, trying to put God in a box. Let's not put God in the box. Let's keep God out of that box. Let's try to understand that God is way beyond the box. So therefore, if God is beyond the box, why do we try to put God in the box? Because, like I say, if we put God in the box, we're putting ourselves in the box. So why box ourselves in? Why cover ourselves up? But let's try to think outside. Let's try to, because God's thinking is not our thinking. God's time is not our time. And I heard apostles say, talking about God is time. So why should we worry about time when God is the time? And let's live on God's time, not our time. Because of the fact of the matter is, God will be with us and is always with us. And we need to understand that God is always with us. And that's one thing people don't understand, that God is always with us. God always hold our hand, but do we understand? We're the one that let go of God's hand. So we need to come into the fold of God is with us. God loves us. And people don't understand how much God loves us. And we need to understand how much God loves us. God loves us because of the fact of the matter is he died on the cross for us. So let's think about that also, that God died for us. God died for our sins. So why should we go back into that fold? Why should we stay in that mix? Let's stay out of that mix. And on the tip of Christmas, what does Christmas really mean? Christmas is supposed to be for Christ. Christmas has become so commercialized right now till you don't know what it's about. You know, so let's try to keep a joyous face and keep ourselves in a joyous season also, because this is supposed to be the time of joyous occasion. This is supposed to be the birth of Christ. So let's keep it a joyous occasion. Let's be like the three wise men. Let's look unto the stars and smile and be happy because our Christ was born. So we need to understand that, and we need to keep that more or less into the forefront than all this other stuff, like the red suited man. You know, let's try to understand that also, that God is the one that is this is his time. This is not the commercial time. This is not the time for the stores and stuff. This is the time of Christ. And let's keep that in mind. And let's thank God that we've made it another year to see this. And that's the whole point. Let's be honest with that. Let's thank God that we made it another year to see this day, to see this day coming. You know, it hasn't got here yet, but let's thank God that we've made it this far so far. And I want to understand that God is with us, and God will always be with us. And that's our understanding of God. And that's what God has in store for us. So let's get that into the fold also, that God is with us and God will always be with us. And I'm running out of words to say.
Well, praise God, our time is just about gone at this time, but we want to invite you to listen again on Thursday. We want you to listen in at that time, okay, at 9 o'clock. Listen to us here on this same station, all right? This is what we want. And also coming up, we are going to have a time in Zion. The prophetic transformation is what going to go down at the City of Victory. You got to come to the city. You got to be there for this transformation in your life, the changes that's going to occur, the things that's going to happen with Prophet Leandra Wright will be here. So you come, bring a friend, bring a family, bring an enemy, bring somebody with you. 231325 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida. And that zip code is 32776. So we want you to meet us there on January the 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m. in 2015. That's going to be your time for 2015. So I want you to beat me there and be there at the city helping lift up Jesus. And on Friday night, every Friday night, there will be the Wailing Wall. We want you to get on in there, keep in touch with the Lord. And that number is 567-314-9757. The code is 3333. Again, that number is 567-314-9757. Code 3333. Pound. That's what you need to hit on. And we'll be looking for you and you again tomorrow. And I want you and you to have a Jesus-filled day. And remember, Jesus love you. He really do. And we love you too. God bless you.
Struggle
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.